I had the idea recently that my mother-in-law should have a laptop for those long afternoons that she sat in her blue recliner doing crosswords, watching the fat birds outside gather around the feeder. Now, she needs a laptop like a fish needs an accordion, but it was her 83rd birthday, my mother-in-law, not the fish, so I figured she had received about all the boxes of candy and books a woman can eat and read over a lifetime. My mother-in-law grew up in the small town of Coyle, Oklahoma, where apparently it snowed every day of the year and the school was located 5 miles out of town, uphill. She likes to think of herself as an old dog who can't be taught new tricks, and she may have a point. For once, while getting a call on her cell phone, she asked, "How did they know where I was?" Still, I thought she might enjoy a computer, even though she insisted she didn't need one, didn't want one, and wouldn't know what to do with one, even if she had one. In any event, her husband, my father-in-law, and I went to Circuit City. Quickly finding the one with the easiest rebate submission, we were then asked by the salesman if we had decided on a laptop case, as if Ellie was going to pack up the unit, head to Starbucks, and spend the morning looking up other 83-year-old women on MySpace while drinking decaf soy frappuccinos. When Ellie received her Acer AS3816, she looked at it the way most men look at getting a garage door opener when they find out they're going to have to install it themselves. "How do you open it?" she asked. We should have gotten the candy. Opening it was one problem, but finding that dang arrow was the immediate concern. Her wrist hitting the mouse key didn't help either, and her inability to see the default font just rounded out the first day's activities. "Oh, this damn thing," she said after a while, apparently deciding dang didn't cover her frustration anymore. When I told her that computers can sometimes hear the derogatory comments we make, she gently rubbed the keys and said, "I'm sorry, sweetheart." Soon, other family members came over and installed word processing, solitaire, virus protection, music library, and instant messaging programs, things Ellie wouldn't use until hell froze over and then started thawing out again. I set a few favorite pages for her, Fox News and her investments, but Fox is always on the television anyway, and she usually has to find her account number on her monthly statement, so at that point she might as well just look at the statement. There are times, I think, when my generation should stop trying to get the one that preceded it connected to the digital age. They don't burn DVDs, they don't need PDAs to tell them when their eye appointments are, they don't compare download speeds, and they don't need email alerts on cheap flights to Sydney. On the other hand, the other day, a promising development. I went over to the house, walked into the living room, and there she was, my mother-in-law in front of her laptop, looking as comfortable as a fish, playing the accordion.